Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about never back down. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for your word that goes forth and prospers in which the thing it was sent. We thank you in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. With that being said, never back down. This past weekend, there was a men's conference at the church I attend. Very, very good conference. And the message for the overall weekend of the conference was never back down. And I got this idea along with some of the things that I gathered that weekend to feed my spirit. I was home that night after the conference and I was watching a basketball game. And this came to me. The NBA playoffs are right now. And I know the rules of the game. And if you're backing down towards the goal with the basketball, if you have your back to the basket and you're backing towards the goal, they start a countdown. You only get about 5 seconds to do that, right? If you're backing down, they start counting down. And if they count down before you turn around and face the basket head on, you're penalized. And the ball goes to the other team. Probably wonder where I'm going with this. Well, along with the title and the message for this men's conference, Never Back Down, I kind of wanted to talk about how we as men of God or Christians in general, period, whether you're man or woman, when God calls us to face things head on and we are backing down for whatever reason that may be, if we continue to do so, sooner or later there will be consequences. We will be penalized because God has given us a spirit of sound mind, not a spirit of fear. We should face things head on because we know that God goes before us to set our crooked path straight. We shouldn't be fearful. We shouldn't back down. We should be heads up towards the goal, knowing that He guides us. There's a verse in Hebrews chapter 10 that says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." He doesn't want us to draw back. He doesn't want us to back down. He wants us to face things heads on, heads up, knowing that He is with us, never left us, never forsook us. Because He has no pleasure when we cower away. He has given us the authority. He is with us. He has given us the Spirit as a helper. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We got to be willing to take it. Heads up, heads on. Continue to press towards the goal. Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless. God bless.